I just hate stupid people. They should have to wear signs that just say, I'm stupid. That way you wouldn't rely on them, would you? You wouldn't ask them anything. You'd be like, excuse me. Oh, never mind. I didn't see your sign.
It's really good to be here. It's really good to see all of you here in support of overriding the governor's veto on such an important monumental bill. Can everybody hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You know, when we talk about issues like the Second Amendment, a lot of people look at it in just within the context of guns, whether or not you're for or against guns. But really, the issue is so much deeper than that. And I would say that we really need to go all the way back to some of the more important principles, such as property rights. Okay? We need to go back to some deeper principles, such as the principles of self-ownership. You know, our liberty hinges on the question of whether or not you believe you own yourself or whether or not you believe somebody else owns you. It's a fundamental principle of liberty. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, what kind of government you have. If you want to strive for liberty, you have to come to a conclusion on this particular issue, this particular matter. Now, I would argue that we own ourselves. I believe that our founding fathers were right when they wrote in the Declaration that all men are created equal and that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these, I like how they said, among these rights, they didn't list all of our rights, they just said, among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, here's the reason we have government at all. Here's the whole purpose behind American government. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So my job description is a state representative. We have law enforcement here and in other parts of the state. Their job is law enforcement. Our job is, I spent several years in the United States Marine Corps as an infantryman. My job as a Marine was the same job that it really was the same job that I have right here as a state representative. Our job as members of the government, as operators or agents of the government, our job is to help keep people free. That's it. That's all we have to do. It's really a very simple job description. But oftentimes we get politicians and bureaucrats who try to expound on their job description. And before too long, we have this mission creep. And next thing you know, they believe that they're in government for an entirely different reason. But really the reason that we have government, the whole reason we have government is just to help keep people free. It's to make sure that we identify that people own themselves. And it's not up to the government to decide what liberties you get and what liberties you don't get. Because as John Adams called him, the great legislator of the universe was the one that told us what liberties we have. And the most that government can do, the most that we can do for each other, is protect each other's liberty because it's mutually beneficial. So I believe that when we look at issues like the Second Amendment, the fact that we have a right to life, just by virtue of having two hands that I can ball up into fists to protect myself from anybody who would try to do my body harm, I have a right to defend myself. And our founding fathers were wise enough, had enough forethought to give us what we would call a vested right, where they wrote in the Constitution, in the Second Amendment, that we have a right to keep and bear arms. And I think that our founding fathers were very wise, and one of them said this, somebody much smarter than me said that a government that does not trust its citizens with arms is itself unworthy of trust. And so when we see these particular issues rise to the surface in the legislature, it's very important that we pay attention to who it is that believes you have a right to keep and bear arms, because that might, it might, highlight some people that themselves might be unworthy of trust. I believe that to my core. But you know, the Second Amendment says that the federal government shall not deprive the people of the right or infringe on the people's rights to keep and bear arms, right? What the Second Amendment does, legally speaking, what the Second Amendment does is it removes from the federal government any jurisdiction over firearms regulation. It is the Second Amendment really is quite literally a prohibition placed on our federal government, okay? Now, do I believe that, you know, people try to say this, oh, you just want everybody walking around carrying a bazooka. You figured me out. That's what I'm going for. No, but I spent several years in the Marine Corps. And are there areas where the government, maybe at the state level, should just step in just to make sure that there's checks and balances? You know, those things are to be debated, maybe, but only at the state level, not coming from the federal government, not coming from executive orders by our president. And I think that it's incumbent on our governor and our legislature and all members of our state government to make sure that they're standing up for a certain degree of sovereignty that the Constitution reserves to the people of Missouri. I'm excited to go in here to vote to override this bill, and a lot of times politicians look for cover whenever they vote for yes and no. They want to go in, they want to vote the right way, but sometimes they just look for political cover because they want to vote the right way, but they just want to make sure that they, you know, have the right thing to say to people. Our cover to override this bill is the United States Constitution. That's it. My name's Paul Kerbin. Thank you very much for letting me be here today.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music. Papa, can I hear you playing for me?
Well, now since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
I love it.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke.
Thank you very much. I love that intro. Not that intro. I love that welcome that I get on Fridays. It's the only time you guys ever show me any love. No, I'm just kidding. All right. It is time for Liberty Lounge. It is the 1st of March already. So we'll got a pretty good show lined up for you tonight. We're doing classic country tonight again. And doing a couple things to tell you here first. One of them, and I keep forgetting to do this, and I'm ashamed of myself that I've forgotten, but I'm supposed to inform everyone that Bobby Black was arrested, the former owner of Just Measures Radio. And he was taken into custody a few days ago. And they got him for several things and resisting arrest and some other stuff. And it's not looking very good right now. There's they tricked him into coming out. Bobby and Bridget have been on their own there for quite a while. It's been, what, a year or so? Close to a year? That they've been pretty much holed up in their house. They had plenty of food storage, a big garden, and this all came about over the custody of those kids. Remember, the biological father was the one that abused the kids so much, and Bobby told them, you know, it'll be over our dead body. You're not taking those kids. There's not going to be any unsupervised visits with that monster. And so they've been holed up there for quite a while. So they had some papers, I believe, or something, and he reached out for them, I think, and they grabbed him by the wrist, and he got away, and they got enough of them there, and they took him down and handcuffed him and took him to town. So Bridget's there by herself. Bridget and the kids are there now, and they're not sure exactly what is going to take place at this point. So there's nothing really much you can do right now, except they've taken down his GoFundMe page and got that news from John Galt that said that they've taken down any means to give him assistance. So I don't know if they're still getting mail or if there's any way to help him out. So at this point, I think prayers for Bobby and Bridget Black and their family are the best thing that we can do to help them out. So if I learn anything new, I'll be sure and get in here in a little more timely manner and make sure that everyone gets that news. So before we go any farther, I need to get over here and see if we've got sound. Thank you, Tebow and NM Glock. Yeah, it looks like we've got 5x5 there. Let me roll up here and see if I've missed anything. Nan's with us. Let's see who all here. Nan and Tebow and Pumpkin Cat and Mountain Shooter. And let's come on, open up here. Minnie's there. And let's see, did I get everybody? Desert Rat? I think that's everybody. So we've got, remember, it looks like I'm going to go to two shows a week on, what was it, the 1st of April? Let me get back here and look and see. It is, yeah, April 1st will be a Monday, so that week, if everything goes according to plan, Mondays and Fridays will be all that we're going to do. So, and unless something changes between now and then, that's what we've got planned. So just be ready for that and it's not going to be an April Fool's joke when I tell you that's going on April 1st. So. Jeanette Finnicum was here over the weekend. And not over the weekend, no. It's not a weekend. She was here last night. And it was a great show. We watched the second part two of Lavoie Dead Man Talking. Great movie. And the whole thing is just, the way they're putting this together is absolutely awesome. And we all got done, and several of us, actually everybody from my group and Jeanette and the producer, I guess he's the producer of the show, Mark Eyre, we all went down and had dinner and laughed and talked for, you know, a long time, and we finally got home, drug it in here at 2 o'clock in the morning, and anyway, a lot of fun, good information. They will be back here August, this is tentative right now, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be carved in stone this coming week. They will be back here in Sholo instead of Snowflake. They'll be back here in Sholo on the 16th and 17th of August. So if you're in the area, or as a couple of you have done, I don't know if he wants me to mention his name or not, but there's somebody that has driven 9 hours to come down here and meet and listen to Jeanette Finnicum and watch the shows. So what's going to happen on August 16th and 17th is, on day one, on Friday, on the 16th, they're going to play part one of the show for those that have missed it, and there'll be a lot because we're doing this as Sholo, a whole new audience. Be playing part one, and that is an amazing video. It is not available on DVDs anywhere. It's not available on YouTube. It's not available anywhere except if you go to these things, at least for now. That may change in about 6 or 8 months, but as for now, the only way you can see it is to come to one of these events. They're going to play part one and two on the first day. And maybe part three. This is going to be two long days here. Maybe part three on Friday also. And then Mark's going to do his civics class, which is, Mark is the most amazing. He's the male version of Chris Ann Hall. He's exceedingly knowledgeable, good teacher. And anybody that is going to be in the area needs to try to make those events. Everything's free except for the civics class. I'm not going to say what it costs right now because he may change that before he comes back. So we'll see, and I'll let you know long before time if anybody wants to come down and or up, as far as that goes, and join us for that event. I guarantee you it is worth driving the 9 hours, you know, that some people have to get here. So, you've heard me talk probably longer than you wanted to, so we're going to get in here to some exceedingly wonderful classic country music here. Some of them I would go so far as to call them oldies, a little beyond classic. Let me turn this racket off here, and boom, here it is. Okay. So I'm going to check the chat room one more time, see if there's anything I need to address. Tebow, I wish the more people would come from. We only had about 40 people or so last night. But they were, you know, Jeanette doesn't charge anything for this. She said she'd come, you know, for a smaller amount than that. And but they were generous. The people that were there were very generous, and I know that it was worth her while. See, I shouldn't say worth her while. It's worth her while, yeah. It's not that she's making any money on this. She is, all the money that she's making goes into her wrongful death lawsuit against the federal government for murdering her husband. Her former husband is not ex-husband. Anyway, Lavoie Finnicum. And I say that because she's remarried now. Whole nother story there. But the moldy oldies, that's right, Mountain Shooter. So that's where the money's going in. People were generous last night, and I know she did well, even though the turnout wasn't as good. And every penny of this goes into the lawsuit. So, all right, that's enough. I'm out of here. I'm not out of here. I'm stay right here. But I need to switch over to my other format here so you can hear some of the most awesome classic country music that exists in the world today. So there's going to be about 10 seconds of dead air while we swap, and then you'll come back with some Jim Ed Brown. Hang on.
Here in this room, this narrow room, where life began when we were young, I smile. I feel your back press close to me, and hear your steady breathing as you sleep. Then as the first soft glow of dawn, the silver gray light paint along the wall, I touch your hand. Feel your ring and know this night is all we'll ever have. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through my mind, jumbling up my thoughts to leave them tangled there. I know so well that this is all there is, and when we leave this room, it's gone. My mind is clear as we walk down the crooked little steps to the front door. A ray of sun that ricochets from off the rooftop lights our stumbling way. I touch your hand and feel your ring and know this night is all we'll ever have. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. Breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through my mind, jumbling up my thoughts to leave them tangled there. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through my mind, jumbling up my thoughts to leave them tangled there. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through my mind, jumbling up my thoughts to leave them tangled
fall as winter comes, and time just seems to fly. Is it the loneliness in me that makes me wanna cry? My heart is sad like a mourning dove that's lost its mate and flight. Hear the cooing of his lonely heart through the stillness of the night. Whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, you're the one who knows. My darling's gone, oh, she's gone. And beneath your sympathy, offering pies. Send my baby back to me. See that squirrel up in the tree? His mate there on the ground. Hear their barking call of love for the happiness they found. Is my love still my love? Oh, this I gotta know. Send a message by the wind, because I love her so. Whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, you're the one who knows my darling's gone. Oh, she's gone, and I need your sympathy. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me.
Well, I've been working hard the whole week long, and I'm gonna have some wine, women, and song. I gotta work next week, but that's alright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. My music and dancing, flirting and fun, it's gonna go on till we pass the one. I'm gonna go where the lights are bright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. Gonna get right tonight. Gonna have fun tonight. Everything will be alright. Tonight is Saturday night. Let other folks wonder what the future may bring. I'm gonna have fun and feel no pain. My pants are ragged, but that's alright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. Music and a dancing, flirting and fun, it's gonna go on till we pass to one. I'm gonna go where the lights are bright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. Gonna get right tonight. Gonna have fun tonight. Everything will be alright, because tonight is Saturday night. Let other folks wonder what the future may bring. I'm gonna have fun and I'll feel no pain. My pants are ragged, but that's alright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night.
Don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just remember that I'm dumb, I guess,
like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. Well, I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly said, come and be my bride. Now that time has turned the pages, it's the sweetest joke on earth that I have you here forever by my side. Maybe someday you're gonna hurt me. I've been hurt in love before. Only God can know, and time alone will tell. But in the meantime, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to let it last if it's His will. So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine.
memories. I want to live fast, look hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Don't want slow walking or sad singing. Let them have a jubilee. I want to leave a lot of happy women. I'm thinking pretty thoughts of me. I want to live fast, look hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit, and I really do get around. I got a little black book, and the gals look cute, and I know the name of every spot in town. I want to find them, fool them, leave them, and let them do the same to me. I want to live fast, look hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Live fast, look hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I'm a waffle cat, let me grab my hat, and baby, come along with me. We're gonna do some fancy stepping, we're really going on a spree. I wanna live fast, look hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Now, you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me. But don't ever think you can tie me down. I'm gonna stay foot loose and fancy free. So jump back, mid-track, move out, and let the fruity gals in me. I wanna live fast, look hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
She's getting through to you. Talk back, trembling lips, burning eyes, don't start crying. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two. Every day our love's a battle royal. Dear, it seems that is all we do. But if I let you know how much I love you, you'll do things to me you shouldn't do. Don't talk back, trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there. Don't let her know that she's getting through to you. Talk back, trembling lips, burning eyes, don't start crying. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two. Every time you up and hurt my feelings, I pretend it couldn't matter less. I'm just hiding all of my emotions behind my broken heart, I guess. So talk back, trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there. Don't let her know that she's getting through to you. Talk back, trembling lips, burning eyes, don't start crying. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking.
Thank you. hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Oh, I guess that I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems that it was only yesterday. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? I hope that he's doing fine. I heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Now that's the same thing you once told me. Seems like just the other day. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away. I've gotta go now. I guess I'll see you around. I don't know when though. I never know when I'll be back in town. Oh, but remember what I tell you, that in time you're gonna pay. And it's surprising how time slips away.
I'm the center of attention in this barroom, 'cause I've got the biggest heartache of the year. And each night those swinging doors reach out for me and draw me in. I'll say no each night that I'll come back to wind me up again. Wind me up, turn me on and watch me cry for you. Lately drinking warm red wine is all I wanna do. And I never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, 'cause I'll be back to wind me up again. Thank the men that raise the grapes way out in California. And I'm hoping this will be their biggest year. All scarlet water's all that's left to keep me hanging on. And that's why I'll try to wind me up each day and night next year. Wind me up, turn me on and watch me cry for you. Lately drinking warm red wine is all I wanna do. And I never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, cause I'll be back to wind me up again.
Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made their bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We'll be right back. board this train. Everybody get on, ready. Let's go, boys. Kick it off, Leon. Kick it off.
First seen old Rivers, I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work, spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, "Whoa." He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. He'd say, "One of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds, where the cotton's high and the corn's a-growing, and there ain't no fields to plow." I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine, crops is dry. Down near them end, Mom said, "Son, you know old Rivers died. They're sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds, where the cotton's high and the corn's a-growing, and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields I see, that mule, old Rivers, and me.
What do you want to hear? That old song, Waiting for a Train?
That's
all
it.
All right. A thousand miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakeman to give him a line of talk. He says, if you've got money, I'll see that you don't walk. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off you railroad bum, and he slammed the boxcar door. He put me off in Texas, a state I dearly love. The wide open spaces all around me, the moon and stars up above. Nobody seems to want me or lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, going back to Dixieland. Though my pocketbook is empty, my heart is full of pain. I'm a thousand miles away from home, waiting for a train.
Gee,
I do love that old song. Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene. I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene. My Abilene,
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. Do you remember when you loved me before the world took me astray? If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. and make the world go away. Say the things you used to say.
Tonight stay. With a full heart I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the numbers, troubles by the score. Each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country, harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. Don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me. I read about some squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous woman, Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are? Standing here visiting with a backsliding Christian in a neighborhood bar. Well, yes, that's my bottle, and yes, that's my glass, and I see your eye falling, this pretty young lass. It ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me, and we we don't need no sermon, you self-righteous woman, just let us be. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
The Lord knows I'm drinking.
And running around.
And running around.
And he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning.
The Lord knows I'm sinning.
And sinning ain't right.
And sinning ain't right.
But me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight. Goodbye, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous biddy. I don't need your preaching, and I don't need your pity. So go back to whatever you hypocrites do. And when I talk to heaven, be nice and I'll put in a good word for you. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
The Lord knows I'm drinking.
And running around.
And running around.
And he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning.
The Lord knows I'm sinning.
And sinning ain't right.
And sinning ain't right.
But me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight.
Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under, 'cause this time he went under for the Lord.
Among the local taverns there'll be a slack in business, 'cause Jesse's drinking came before the groceries and the rent. Among the local women there'll be a slack in cheating, 'cause Jesse won't be stepping out again. The scars on Jesse's knuckles were more than just respected. The county courthouse records tells all there is to tell. The pockets of the gamblers will soon miss Jesse's money, and the black eye of the law will soon be well.
They baptized Jesse Taylor in the Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under, 'cause this time he went under for the Lord.
Taylor can proudly speak to neighbors and tell them how much Jesse hooked up with little Jim. Now Jimmy's got a daddy and Jesse's got a family, and Franklin County's got a lot more land.
They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under, 'cause this time he went under for the Lord. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost a good right arm.
I see the sparkling little diamond
on your hand. It's plain to see that you already got a man. And I can tell you're not about to fall for any of my life. I see the smile, there's a quiet, soft desire, like the ember of a once raging fire. You know I could light that fire again. You know it isn't wise. I see the want to in your eyes. How strong is a band of gold? Is it strong enough to hold? When a love has grown cold and warm, wants a love sweet and warm. Just like you have silence in. How many men like me do they sleep with in their dreams? You can stay or you can go, and although I sympathize, I see the I see the want to in your
thank you. was short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, I rode into Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas. I had to get some money. Lately I'd learned how to get it fast. Those neon lights was calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box. Another liquor store went down. And I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama singing, Rock of Ages, clap for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, they put them handcuffs on me. Lord, how I fought to resist. But they just clamped them tighter till that metal bit into my wrists. They took my belt and my billfold, my fingerprints and the profile of my face. And then they locked away the only hell my mama ever raised. Take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing, Rock of Ages, clap for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he let it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a Brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The Brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch. He came to ride the Brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me.
She said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see, but I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the Brute, ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The Brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough wrong buster in a continental suit.
Sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I've spent my whole paycheck on some old wreck. Brother, I can name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I gotta get drunk, I can't stay sober. There's a lot of good people in town. They'd like to hear me holler, see me spend my dollars, and I wouldn't think of letting them down. There's a lot of doctors that tell me that I better start slowing it down. But there's more old drunks than they are old doctors, so I guess we better have another round. Well, now I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck. Brother, I could name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Get it, Dave! I know just what I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck. Brother, I could name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do.
every day. But the wine don't take effect the way it used to. And I'm hurting in an old familiar way. Tonight the bottle let me down. The one true friend I thought I'd found. Tonight the bottle let me down. Tonight the bottle let me down.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times and you'll have good times doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. Cause after all, he's just a man. Stand by your man, give him two arms to cling to, and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Love you can. Stand by your man. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can.
That lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long. When time goes crawling by, the moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
see a robin weep when leaves begin to die. Like me, he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Red, red wine, go to my head, make me forget that I still need her so. Red, red wine, it's up to you. All I can do I've done, but memories won't go. No, memories won't go. I'd have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong, now I find just one thing makes me forget. Red, red wine, stay close to me. Let me be alone, it's tearing apart my blue, blue heart. I have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong, now I find just one thing makes me forget. Red, red wine, stay close to me. Don't let me be alone. It's tearing apart my blue, blue heart.
I'd offer to you a solid gold mansion, an airplane or two.
This whole world would be yours to have and to hold.
rich were gone. The tears that have fallen won't buy you a thing. The heartaches you've caused me won't pay for a ring. Teardrops aren't pennies,
and heartaches aren't gold.
You need, but I
will treat you kind. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. Oh, I do wish you joy, and I wish you happiness. But above all this, I wish you love. I love you. I will always love you.
Downtown, where guys like me can go, and they've got bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music, a bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say bright lights and country music. By the bandstand, a bottle filled with wine. Honky-tonks were made for men with women on their mind. Nothing else can take away this loneliness of mine. Quite like bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music, a bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say bright lights and country music. 'Cause I love those bright lights and country music.
All right, if I did everything right, I should be back. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're just a minute from time to get out of here, so guess what? I'm going to get out of here. We'll see y'all Monday, starting off with Amy's show at 8 p.m. Pacific time, followed up with mine at 7 Pacific time, 8 o'clock here in Arizona, and followed up with mine at 8 Pacific time. And I'll see you guys Monday night. Thanks for joining me.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night, the party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old.